You might recognize the name Wildon Acosta from our news coverage here on WUNC. The Durham teen came to the U.S. illegally from Honduras in 2014 to escape gang violence, and he spent months in immigration detention before being released on bond. In this week's Criminal Podcast, host Phoebe Judge spoke to Wildon Acosta through an interpreter about his experience and what's at stake under the Trump administration's renewed resolve to ramp up deportations. Criminal is recorded here at WUNC. Phoebe, thanks for coming in.
Happy to be here.
Tell us about Wildon's decision to cross into the U.S.
Well, he was living in Honduras, and when he was 16, he started being threatened by gang members. He told his mother, who lived in Durham, about this, and she urged him to get out of Honduras, which is widely considered to be one of the most dangerous countries, and join her in Durham. He left from Honduras on foot, traveled through Honduras, Guatemala, made it to the Mexican border, where he crossed a river into the United States and then waited for Border Patrol agents to come to him, knowing that it was much more dangerous to kind of wander through the desert than let someone come and basically take him.
How did he end up in Durham?
He spent a month in a holding facility in Arizona, but there is a federal settlement that happened in the 1990s which say that any minor who enters the United States illegally, if they have family members here, are allowed to go to their family and live with them while they wait for their immigration hearing. He got on a plane to Durham, where his mother and father picked him up, and he started school at Riverside High School in Durham. He had a part-time job. He was playing soccer. He was kind of living the life of a teenager.
In the podcast, you explain that Wildon showed up for his first immigration court hearing, but skipped a second because of some bad advice or a misunderstanding. That decision brought Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents to his door about a year later. Tell us about that.
In early 2016, under the Obama administration, there was an effort called Operation Guardian, which was targeting minors who had come from a certain number of countries who were in the southern states. More than 300 people were picked up during this immigration crackdown. Wildon was getting ready for school. He walked out the door, and ICE officers took him to a detention center.
I looked at one of the ICE agents, and he looked at me, and he said, "This is not personal." But that's when I started crying.
How did his local community react?
Well, 35% of the students at Riverside are Latino. The whole community was shaken and really rallied around Wildon's case. His Spanish teacher, Ellen Holmes, said 8 of her students skipped school the following week. The school members, local community members, and even the congressman, G.K. Butterfield, got involved and tried to appeal to the head of ICE, Sarah Saldana, for Wildon's stay in the United States. Wildon was kept for 6 months in this detention center, but eventually they negotiated a bond deal.
I would say the difference between a jail and immigration detention is that in jail, you know how long you're going to be there and that eventually you're going to get out. That's not the case in immigration detention. In immigration detention, you can be there indefinitely and you can be released here or you can be deported. You don't know.
So what's next for Wildon?
It's not clear. He's still waiting on his asylum case. He has an August court date. He has graduated from high school. He graduated from Riverside in January. And he's working to save up for college, hoping to study electrical engineering and hopefully work with his father, who's an electrician. But it is really all up in the air right now. Last week, Congress received 2 memos outlining a very aggressive immigration policy and also a way to address those that are in the country illegally right now. This includes maybe 10,000 new ICE agents and also a much speedier deportation process for certain groups that are here in the United States.
Phoebe Judge hosts the Criminal Podcast. It's recorded here at WUNC. Phoebe, thanks for your time.
Thank you.